Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you for finding us. If you're a veteran, welcome back. We have Randy Saxton with us all the way from California. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We're going to talk today about intention. We're thinking about the title, the best title for this podcast, and that's sort of the idea that Randy's going to talk about. The title might be a little different. We'll see what we titled this, but Randy, if you can,
basically, it's about what's your plan with your work?
The big idea, kind of.
What's your idea?
What's your idea, Randy?
the idea of any work of art, you know, the reason that you're getting to your painting or whatever the subject, whatever the medium is only you know that to begin with. And I think over the past couple of years, it's really hit home with my own work. And so that's what I just wanted to kind of bring up something about that, because I think it really helps. And if you start a painting and your plan shifts somewhat, it can, you know, it kind of gets diluted and whatever that is. Having a good idea about the intention is helpful. And it's not always, you know, sort of something that you need to write down, but it's something that I think you need to feel. And so that I wanted to kind of get into that. And part of it for myself, again, getting back to this experience over the past couple of years, is when I moved into this new space, new studio, just as COVID started, I took the opportunity to just do something different in this new space, a fresh start. And I started doing a number of abstract paintings, which I hadn't done in decades. And my intention was very conscious. And with abstract work, it's not like you do have a specific plan. In fact, it's kind of like the adventure of discovering, you know, the work in the process is somewhat the magic of it. But I did have a plan, an intention to tie the work together. And that was that I really wanted to play with build up the surface of the painting itself, the skin, and play with texture to build it up so that it was real sort of chunky in areas and so on. So that was a big part of it. And then sort of the freedom of again, the abstract process, kind of, you know, not having a specific plan per se, but I did want to tie the work together. That was the second part of my intent. And that was, I used the palette of a certain combination of colors that would show up from one painting to the next, so that there was a little bit of continuity, mm-hmm. That I, you know, would build into the series. And then I also didn't want to deny the fact that I could actually paint more realistic things. So I intentionally used almost like an ongoing diary. I have an idea about putting something into the a piece, or maybe in the very beginning, I'd start off with something that was more realistic and paint around it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, integrate that, incorporate that into whatever was to follow. Sometimes that didn't work and I would have to wipe out, you know, sometimes those references to the real world started bossing me around, and mm-hmm. I couldn't free up to work the rest of the piece. So I'd have to kind of obliterate or partially obliterate them. But at any rate, you know, it was a lot of fun to work on this body of work. And came up with a fair amount. I think I had like 14 paintings altogether or so. So some of them pretty good size, 3x4 feet. And had showed them a couple times. and then I, you know, once I finished that body of work, pretty much, sort of stepping back from it and letting it sit there for a while.
Yeah.
And really kind of looking back at it, then the next time I got back to painting any newer work, I looked at that and the intention of the next body of painting of work was that it needed to be quieter. That I looked at this other work and thought, you know, I really loved working on that, but this newer work, I want to make the finished piece to be more meditative and quieter. So that was, you know, total sort of revelation in looking at the work in hindsight once I stepped back from it a little bit. And that, you know, that consciousness is, I think it's really important in whatever type of work you get into. And I know that for the mentorship group that I work with, it's one of the things I really want to try to focus on in the next time, is that having a real clear understanding of what it is you want to bring out in the subject. There's something that you have to have, basically you really do have to have like this urge, this excitement to paint whatever it is. If it's not there, then it's just so difficult to come up with something that's, you know, if you're just sort of forcing yourself to paint just 'cause, it's undoubtedly not going to work. So you really do have to kind of have that urge to get at whatever it is. And then if there's a way that you can define your excitement, and then what it is, how you want to go about, you know, getting that done, whether it is all about the brushwork, all about the color, whatever, you know, you need to kind of figure out a way that you can guide yourself to bring out that inspiration. And that's what works, has shown to work for myself. And I think that's the case for a lot of people. You know, you've heard, you kind of see quotes, so the art spirit.
Yeah.
That's a real good one. The book, so Robert Henry.
The idea is to have an idea.
The idea is to have an idea, yeah. But also to have a bit of a way that you can recognize for yourself how you can bring that idea to fruition.
To life, yeah. So
have a little bit of conscious intent,
mm-hmm,
before you start.
Yeah, that's a great advice. It's something, you know, we talk about values, edges, color, and all these things, which is very, very important, all those things. But behind it, there has to be the idea, some kind of intellect, too, before you start. I think you'll have more success.
There's an idea, you know, there's ideas like storytelling, and that's one type of an idea. But there's also a way that you can recognize within yourself what it is about a scene that you find really interesting. And it doesn't have to be necessarily like a story. It just could be the way that the shapes of the landscape are presenting themselves to you, you know,
mm-hmm,
sort of. What is it about the way that a tree against the sky, how that, the just the abstract shape of that, you know, how that inspires you. So how can you make that really stand out and let some of the other stuff that might be in the scene,
mm-hmm,
you know, like you have to get to everything, like copy everything that's there.
Yeah.
But you just really focus on what it is that's important to you.
Mm-hmm. No, those are great things to think about. So thank you, Randy. We definitely, as you were listening to this podcast, you might have to re-listen or think about some of these things that Randy just talked about today. Painting is good and you have to do it, but there's some things we have to also think a little bit before we start painting. So thank you, Randy, for your insight on this topic.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Always good to talk to you, Gabor.
Randy has an online course that he teaches with us at Tucson Art Academy Online. Depending when you're listening to this recording, there's three openings a year. We have a spring enrollment, summer and fall. So we have March. These are usually in the beginning of each month, each of those months, March, July, and one in November. So we would love to have you in one of those courses. Just go to our website and you'll see the mentoring courses there. If you're super busy, which is, by the way, we have students asking those questions. If I'm real busy, I don't have a full year to commit. Well, you can. It's a whole year, so you'll have enough time within a year, even if you're busy, to participate. But if you're really, really busy, you can always purchase one of Randy's digital download videos. These are start to finish videos, and you can watch his process from start to end. So thanks, everyone, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.